Even when the death is brutal, a sloth will smile as it dies. On a picture day in first grade, a boy tells me I am always smiling. I hide my face, ashamed of exposing the fading for joy that lies in the teeth my father says look like a rabbit's. When he laughs, nothing could be funnier than watching his daughter learn to burrow herself into her own wanting. This would not be the first time I'd see myself as animal or bear all the grin within me, even as the orthodontist fits a mold into my mouth for the process of straightening a crooked jaw. The acrylic slides down my throat, a lesson for the necessity of choking, for the straightening of a mouth clawing descent. The gap between my front teeth defies diligence, invisible chasm, just like my grandmother's, who's conceived a history of women smiling amidst the presence of their husbands. The photos show the light of her mouth radiating her will to exist with a persistence a man once equates to loving me. The morning after, I beam my teeth to shield the aftermath of knowing my body has been lifted away from itself. I watch a mother tell her baby to smile at the nice man, because this is how we thank him, this innocence of learning the owing of happiness to the world. Outside, the landscape yawns, its soothing green, and acres meeting the wild turmoil of waters, the peace guides a crescent to part my lips. The teeth ease their way across my face. In a tree, a sloth rests its life among branches, its smile enduring the blazing heat. Unstirred as it falls, its body a crash to earth, it laughs at itself because it does not know how not to marvel at its own survival. Its gracious grin wide, I can't help but watch its round cheeks lift themselves apart.